The next one is love. Lots of scriptures on this. In fighting our old man, love is needed to replace hate, hurt, and fear. 1 John 3:14-15.
We know that we have passed from death unto the life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him.
Here it shows that we've got to get out of hate, and we've got to get over into love. And 1 John 4:18,
there is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
This is our key scripture to show that part of what we need if we're combating fear, in addition to assurance and boldness and other things, is more love. It helps us love righteousness and hate iniquity, as we see how sin has caused death in us and in others. Psalms 97:10.
Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints and delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked.
And Hebrews 1:9.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy foes.
So part of just loving God and loving righteousness, if we really do, then it's going to help us hate evil and how it kills people and hurts people. It is also effective against self-right spirits that want to see the other as wrong and count the other as an enemy. To love our enemies, Matthew 5:44.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Here it shows that to love our enemies means there is no justification for hating another, for wanting to seek revenge, or show the other how wrong he is. Leviticus 19:18.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Here it makes the connection, not avenge, but love thy neighbor. And also Proverbs 10:12.
Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins.
Hatred is going to keep evil going and going and going. Love is going to find a way to get the evil settled down, to cover the sins instead of exacerbating them, making them worse and magnifying them. 1 Corinthians 13:1-8 and 13.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
This passage shows how having love as our motive helps us keep out spirits once we have cast them out. The idea is that if we have love, these other things will not be working. We will not be vaunting ourselves. We will not be puffed up. We will not do these other things. Also, 1 Thessalonians 5:8.
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
It shows that part of the breastplate or armor we put on to maintain ourselves in holiness is love. The breastplate in the natural protects your vital organs. It goes over the place where all the stuff that keeps you alive is, in the physical. And so the love in the spirit realm is going to be a breastplate to protect us from things getting in to damage our vital spiritual organs. Thus, love serves as a regulator to notice when something is going wrong, when spirits are trying to pervert our motive, and to notify other phases of spirit to straighten things up. In this way, love helps us maintain our spiritual body in regeneration. Ephesians 1:4.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Love is one of God's five emotions. We are to love God with everything we have. We are to love our own soul. We are to love others. Matthew 22:37-40.
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
And also Mark 12:28-34.
And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like his life. Namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, He said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question.
This again shows that if we can keep oriented right, where our motive is to love God, to love our own soul, to love other people, that takes care of all the commandments. And the commandments were given for sin. They were given because people did not know what the right way was. So if we get that love going toward souls that we are to love, including ourselves, including God, it takes care of evil, being able to get in and mess us up and mess us over and get us going the wrong direction. Many scriptures connect loving God and His laws with keeping His commandments. Deuteronomy 10:12-13.
And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good.
Love God and keep his commandments. And also Deuteronomy 30:20.
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
Love God and obey his commandments. And Psalms 119:165-168.
Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee.
It shows a really deep love of God's law and a deep love of doing right. And also John 14:15-23.
If ye love me, keep my commandments. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
That first one is the short form version. If you love me, keep my commandments. And 1 John 2:5.
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
This means that pulling on and generating more feelings of loving God will strengthen our desire to please God and do right. If we think about in the natural people that we really love, then we want to get along with them. We want to please that person. Well, how much more, if we deeply love God, we'll want to do what God is pleased by, what God likes. Manifesting love to others is a scriptural sign of being disciples. John 13:34-35.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
The new commandment was get the love to them, and that's how people are going to know you're a disciple of Christ. It is also a scriptural sign of passing from death to life. 1 John 3:14.
We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
also of being born of God. 1 John 4:7.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
And also 1 Peter 1:22 and 23.
Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
If we really have purified ourselves, then we should love one another fervently. And also of dwelling in God, 1 John 4:12 and 16.
No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Thus we, of all people, should have and manifest deep feelings of love to others. If we do not feel this kind of love, we can pull on it, and God will generate it in our lives, and we will have it to show to others. As part of our ministry, love has the motive or desire to feed a soul, whether our own soul or another's. Proverbs 19:8.
He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good.
Here it shows if we love our soul, then we're going to get these good things of God. And John 21:15-17.
So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep.
There was quite a subtext going on there in Peter's particular case of why this got repeated so many times and so forth. But it does make the connection that how was Peter really going to prove that he loved Christ? It was not by fighting for him or dying for him or some heroic thing, but by going out being a minister and having life to give to other people and giving it to them. And 1 John 3:16-17.
Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?
This is an illustration that's used here, but the idea is if we know that people need things and we just harden our heart and don't even think about it, that's not God's love. Certainly we can't feed and clothe the whole world, that's a fact, but do we have thoughts of loving and wanting to give to others and share with them? Love wants to promote life and keep things growing, both in our own spiritual body and in others. Mark 10:21.
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me.
Jesus loved the man, and so he said, Kill your old man, you need to crucify these things. But it was not a me thing, it was so the man could live. And also Ephesians 4:15-16.
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Here it shows speaking the truth in love and edifying the spiritual body, whether it be our own or another person's or the many-membered body. What's going to motivate that to be done is love. And also Hebrews 6:10.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister.
What is our labor of love? It is to minister to the saints. It was mentioned when we went over the phases of spirit earlier, the other time that we went over them about what the purpose of these scriptures is. Probably much of the information here is not really news to us, but it is a way to draw together the things that the scriptures say about love and to give us some scriptures to get in our head to remind us and to have going through our mind to be able to pull on when we're thinking about love and we're pulling on it, then we can think about these different many scriptures that show us what love is really going to be if we've got it going in our mind.